Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Are we returning to normal after COVID, or have we moved into new territory? The answer is all the above. First off, COVID's not gone. It's just that there's now room for you at the hospital when you get sick. Cases are up in many areas, and unvaccinated people are still dying. But we don't have to wear masks anymore if you're vaccinated. And if you aren't vaccinated, you probably never wore a mask anyway. We can travel in the U.S. again, although there are hotspot states I would avoid, like Missouri, with one of the lowest vaccination rates and the highest case rates and death rates. Missouri is the show-me state, but that doesn't seem to be working. My wife and I just took a long camping trip. There are lots of folks out on the road feeling free after being cooped up for so long. Every campground we stayed at filled up every night, so reservations are advised. It's good to see restaurants filling up again, and I really like that so many have added outdoor dining tables. It's very uncomfortable when somebody at the next table starts coughing, though. I'm happy to be back at our gym in Ferndale, Enlight Fitness, and Tai Chi groups have started again at the Ferndale Senior Center. These are activities you can do individually, but they're so much better in a group. In a recent New York Times article, Dr. Adam Grant wrote a piece titled, "There's a Specific Kind of Joy We've Been Missing." He wrote about how rewarding it is to return to concerts, church, sporting events, group activities that we may have taken for granted before. Grant used an old term, collective effervescence, to describe the sense of energy and harmony people feel when they come together in a group around a shared purpose. And during this pandemic, it's been largely absent from our lives. Grant describes that social distancing was effective in slowing the spread of COVID, but contributed to a sense of isolation and depression and a total absence of collective effervescence. He claims depression went from 1 in 10 adults to 4 out of 10. He said coping mechanisms like Netflix, Zoom, and alcohol all worked for a while, then made things worse. Grant writes, psychologists find that in cultures where people pursue happiness individually, they may actually become lonelier. In cultures where they pursue happiness socially, through connecting, caring, and contributing, people seem to be more likely to gain well-being. So I think we need to carefully pay attention to trends like working remotely, shopping online, binge television watching. I'm not quite ready to return to a movie theater, but I am getting closer to participating in that group experience. I had lost some trust in fellow Americans during this pandemic. I always naively believed everyone would pitch in, cooperate, do their part to protect the young, the old, and the vulnerable. It looks to me now that you can count on a little over half of the people. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.